All right, my name is Eric, and in this podcast, we are going to talk a bit about how we perceive Christmas season, how our perception of it has changed, what we value about it, and what we maybe don't like so much about it. Marie, can you tell us in one word what Christmas season means to you?
Well, Christmas to me means warmth. So I am imagining sitting inside with my family. It's snowing, it's really cold outside, but most of the activities that we do during Christmas seasons have something to do with drinking hot chocolate, with reading a good book, with sitting in front of the TV and watching your favorite movie. And also the idea of warm feelings being there. So love or just happiness in general is a warm feeling for me, and therefore I think Christmas is a warm season.
And what about you, Eva?
Well, for me, if I had to describe Christmas in one word, I would choose lights. The Christmas lights and the decorations everywhere creates an atmosphere of a fairy tale in the middle of the cold winter, and this is actually what Christmas means to me. What about you, Eric?
To me, it would be calm, because the world seems to slow down a lot for those 3 days. The noise level is greatly reduced. You see very few people walking around if you leave the house, and I really like this somber atmosphere, which is created by that.
That is a really cool explanation, thank you. What do you all like about the season? Specifically, obviously, about Christmas. Do you want to start, Eva?
Yeah, sure. For me, the whole Advent period before Christmas, the whole 4 weeks, is my favorite time of the year. And I really like to walk in the streets with my winter clothes and my warm gloves. I love getting lost in the Christmas markets for hours and listening to Christmas songs and try all the Christmas delicates. I'm not into sports in general, but I should say that I really like ice skating during Christmas time. This is something very special to me and my family. We used to do it always during those Christmas days since I was a child. And maybe because in Greece we don't have so much snow, for us it was always a special thing to do, and I was feeling like I was in the movies. And last but not least, I think that finding presents for my beloved ones is also really important during those days. That doesn't mean that you just have to buy stuff, but the whole process of thinking about each and every single person that you love and care makes it something special. So I really like this too. What about you, Marie?
I really agree with this idea of everything being in the movies. I really love Christmas movies, so I totally get where you're coming from. Just the idea of snow and everything's being really hugely decorated, I really love that. I, for example, love movies such as Love Actually or The Grinch, even if he obviously doesn't love Christmas. But also more modern Netflix movies are just really fun to watch. Sometimes you just want to sit down and see something really cozy and utterly, well, romantic, but badly romantic.
Totally get that, yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously also Christmas songs, because otherwise, if you don't see snow all season long, you kind of have to get into the mood somehow. And just listening to Christmas songs a lot really helps me. But when you were talking about presents, that really resonated with me as well, because I like the idea of giving back. It's not necessarily about the value of a present, but just thinking about a person and thinking what would fit to them. For example, I always got my mom a really bad gift. So like, she loves decorations, and then I also got her a really badly bad decoration item. She has a special corner for that. So it's really fun to just think about something that might make the person laugh or the person actually enjoys it.
Exactly.
And well, this season I really missed out on the snow. I wish we had more, and just snow in general fits really well to the winter season. It's making everything more warmer and more cozier. Although it is cold, you can sit inside and watch just snow fall. That is very cute.
Well, as for me, I enjoy Christmas decorations as long as they're done somewhat tastefully and there are not too many flashy blinking lights and similar things. I don't really like those American-style decorations. They seem a bit tacky and crass to me. It's also important to me that people only start decorating in a Christmassy fashion when we are actually getting close to Christmas. Sometimes you nowadays see stores put up Christmas decorations as early as September, and I find that quite off-putting. Because we just came out of the summer period, and now they're already presenting all these Christmassy things to us, which seems strange to me.
Unfortunately, people buy them.
Yeah, that's why they sell them.
Yeah, that's the problem. If people accept that, it will become commonplace.
Exactly.
In addition to that, I also enjoy snow, which sadly we haven't had a lot of where I live in recent years. And even shoveling it can be quite enjoyable to me, as long as it doesn't become too much. I find that to be quite a relaxing activity, actually. And while you're doing that, you can reflect on stuff you maybe wouldn't think about when you're sitting in your room and doing something like watching a film or listening to music. One thing I'm especially looking forward to every year is the Christmas Eve dinner, which will usually be centered around an expensive piece of high-quality beef or venison. Though this can also turn out to be a disappointment when the meal isn't very good at the end. We also often went to midnight mass on Christmas Eve, which, despite not being very religious, I always enjoyed due to the atmosphere it creates.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, as a child, I think that I never had an experience like with having something bad for food, or that I didn't like the food, but like I think that all of us, we have different kinds of childhood experiences during Christmas period. So how is Christmas different for you in like during your childhood, Marie?
As a child, we used to visit my uncle. He lived in the same city. And we ate dinner there and sang songs. Sometimes we even performed the plays, which was really fun because, well, we had to actively prepare for it. So we had to put in a little more effort than just, you know, dressing up on the day and then getting there. It was also a very close way of celebrating, just having your entire family around and being there with everyone. Sometimes you didn't see them for a couple of months, and it's just so refreshing to see everyone again. Afterward, I would go home with my parents and my grandparents, because I lived with both of them, and we would celebrate ourselves again. So we just ate a little bit at my uncle's, and then we would have another meal at my grandparents'. It would also often consist of something beef-wise.
Sounds good to me.
And then afterwards, we would celebrate a bit ourselves, so we have our Christmas presents, magically coming to the tree, because obviously as a child you still believe in Santa, and I did for a pretty long time. And my grandpa always went into the living room and checked if the presents were already there, and then would ring a bell. We still have the bell, and that is very special to me because it just means so much of togetherness. And then afterward we would obviously begin the unpacking, and it was still very nice because despite everyone unpacking for themselves, we still waited for everyone to be done, so we watched them, and after everyone was done, we would begin to, well, look at our presents more in depth. For example, my grandma would listen to a CD that she got gifted, and I as a child would play with my new toys, and it was just a sense of togetherness that even after we unpacked, well, we are still doing something together. And nowadays it's a little bit more separate because we all moved apart. And I celebrate only with my mom, my stepdad, and we have a foster child as well. And I usually visit the extended family after the Christmas days are over. What about you, Eric?
As for me, the build-up to Christmas used to be a lot more exciting. I would begin to be looking forward for presents as early as November, and the wait would become almost unbearable in the days leading up to Christmas. In the present, that's not really the case anymore. As an adult, I'm not as excited about new stuff, and I have more money available to myself. To me, gifts are much more of a background aspect in the present. Plus, such things as the Advent calendar have been replaced by having mulled wine at the Christmas market with friends, and we also celebrate in a much smaller circle now. What about you, Evdokia?
As I said before, Christmas dinner for me was always good. So one big thing on Christmas Day was having the big family lunch, and it was the time to spend with all the whole family, the relatives, cousins, like distant uncles and aunts. Everybody was coming there. And of course, afterwards, the opening a part of the gifts, like to open the presents after the lunch, was also a special moment. As a child, I have to say that Christmas, firstly, was the 2 weeks of holidays and no homework anymore. But I mean, during the years and now that I also live abroad, for me Christmas has changed as well, because it's not only holidays from school or from work, but for me now means a lot to visit my family and go back to Greece, since I don't see them very often. And spending time with them means much more now than it used to mean back then. And of course, I should also say that Christmas holidays was always special for me for one more reason, because my birthday is also after New Year's, like on the 2nd of January. And that was one more reason always to party and gather the whole family and friends together at home. So the celebration of Christmas and New Year's was leading also to my birthday celebration. And I was always feeling very nice to be gathered from, like, surrounded from the whole family and friends during those days. And always my birthday was something special to me as well. Apart from the fact that I always was complaining that I was receiving less presents than my brother. But yeah, my life now is here in Germany, so being far from home makes Christmas always special to me. And I think that is something that through the years, I try to spend the most I can with my family and friends.
Okay, that was really interesting. It was really interesting and nice to hear from all of you how you perceive Christmas. And well, that's mostly it. That's all we have to say about the season. I hope all of you listeners also had a very nice Christmas and a really good New Year's Eve. And a very merry 2020. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.